What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from a life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
You guys ready?
Yeah, I thought that was the intro.
I thought so too.
No, but I'm gonna, that was just my own personal.
Throwing it all.
This is my favorite combo.
Is it?
Yeah. I always feel very honored when you guys are here.
We're honored to be here. Is that what you want us to say?
No. Can we talk after the intro of the song?
Yeah, yeah. You're my favorite single.
Thank you so much.
You make a great single.
Thank you so much. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. That's nice.
Like a craft
single? Like a craft single. A craft single.
Yeah. I love those. That's something that
I love those too.
I never gave up on those.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Marie, coming to you from my bougie, kind of chilly garage in Los Angeles, California. It's not raining. It stopped raining.
You've got the doors open during a blizzard. That's what blizzard warning we were given.
We had a blizzard warning.
It rained for 2 days. But, oh, it was hell.
Your iPhone at 1:30 in the morning tells you there's a flood happening. What am I going to do?
My dad said, because you can see on Google Maps, he goes, "Don't you live near the river?" I'm like, "The LA River's not going to fill up. Don't worry about it." I've looked at that thing. It's normally not even got any. They race cars in it in Greece. <That's>
Tell me about it, stud. With me today.
Tell me more.
Oh, my God. Okay. This combination of fellas is, when I say I have two rascals in my garage, I'm not underestimating my statement. A gentleman whose latest, this is number 9.
Number 9.
His 9th special is up. It just came out on Netflix.
Yep.
High and Dry.
Yep.
The man who put me really near Brad Pitt. And for that, I will be forever grateful.
I just couldn't find an entrance to introduce you.
Eve, like,
I was trying.
Eve, like, she's a human woman and you're a man. You can both meet.
Do you remember the World's Strongest Man was there as well?
Yes.
The World's Strongest Man, Martin Leitch, was there. And so I thought, he goes, "Can I please," Eastern European guy, "can I please meet Brad?" And I was like, "I guess you got an in. You're the strongest man."
He's the strongest man alive.
You got an in with anybody. You're the strongest man alive.
Yeah, he's the strongest man alive. You could be like, "This is my friend Arden. She has a long torso."
So I introduced him to Brad and I said, "Hey, Brad, this is Martin Leitch. He's the strongest man alive." And Brad was like, "Nice to meet you." And he goes, "Brad, I want to get into movies. I can help train you. I can teach you how to lift boulders onto podiums. I can teach you how to do this." And Brad just cut him off so politely. He went, "Hey, just so you know, we're not going to do that, right? You understand?"
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Jeffries. Hi. Look who's arriving. Dr. Banana rolling in with a mushroom water bottle. Also with us today, we're so excited every time he says yes to come play with us. We love him so much. Aww. He is the host of Best in Dough, and he's also the star of the Bachelor franchise. Ladies and gentlemen, Wells Adams.
Thank you.
Hello. of course, we have our production team, Dr. Hannah Montana, Ariana, Rosanna Dana, Dr. Banana, Mittens Marine Hosney. Hello, Dr. Banana.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Where did you come from? You were tardy. What were you doing this morning?
I was at the studio.
Ooh, fancy.
That's just a lot. A lot of people want to record their podcasts on Tuesdays.
Who did it? Who did it this early?
I'll tell you off mic.
Also with us today, we have our friend. You know her. You love her. Dr. Katie Levine.
I'm a doctor, too.
You know what? I only hang out with doctors. Here we are, you guys. Okay. Zach officially sucks.
He sucks.
He sucks. When
he's one of the most boring men that have ever, like you say what you want about me, but I'm not boring.
No.
I might be annoying.
No, you're a rascal.
I might be off-putting.
Yeah.
But not boring. He's so boring.
And he's tight. He's tight. Mm-hmm. He's like, Q4 goals. Like, you want a one-on-one? Don't give me a nickname. Don't fist bump me. He's so tight. And you don't know what's going to, like, make him shame you. It's so...
And he says no sex in the fantasy suite.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Is there anything that would make a woman drier than a man that goes, I don't want to have sex? Like, that's really... Like, yeah. you want to have, like, even if you don't want to have it, you want him to be up for it.
Yeah, you want
to. Can you imagine getting engaged to somebody without fucking them prior?
No.
He says, because this is insane. An act of love, not an act of lust.
Yeah.
No. Marriage is a little bit of both. Yeah, you need to have a bit of lust.
Yeah, you gotta have
for his best friend, you guys. Not his wife. His best friend. What?
Did you guys see the meme where it was like, Zach looks like a skinny Perez Hilton, and now I can't unsee it. And I the same thing. I'm like, oh, God, I can't.
Okay, he 100%. The only thing that he was excited about physically was doing that wife-carrying race.
This is the thing with the dates. This is the thing with the dates.
He did good.
Because remember when that girl cried? That girl cried, like, she's like, that's the date I wanted on the last date.
Greer, the one he gave her COVID.
I love tea. Yeah, because everybody wants the I'm buying you shit date.
Yes.
Yeah. The one where you come back with the bags, that's the big one.
We all
and
do.
And then the next girl got the, what did you do? They put a helmet on me and turned me upside down, and I grabbed onto his back and he jumped over things.
And I like my nose was in his asshole, and we ran like around like Estonian villagers.
And he went aggressively hard to win.
He was fast. He was way too like he because if
it was like he was running away for his true self. Whatever you want to imply with that sentence.
He literally was running so fast.
He was putting women behind him.
Running so fast and jumping over things that if he tripped, she would have landed on her face.
Yeah,
the helmet wasn't going to help much.
No, on her face. Like, in his asshole and on her face is where...
No, that was nuts.
It was... Okay, here we are.
I also like the obligatory shot of Jesse, like, in the crowd, like, in the background, just, like, clapping. Like, what's happening?
Why was he there?
I don't know.
By the way, also, the Hillary Clinton coat was back.
Yes, and they dyed it brown.
The fucking Colton's long Hillary Clinton coat. Clayton's long Hillary.
Colton had one too, though.
Oh yeah, Clayton. Clay Torres.
They put him on any tall guy.
I think the wardrobe department's very into long jackets.
The Hillary Clinton coat, they dusted off. It was just like, did I call him Colton?
Yeah, whatever. They're all the same person.
When was the last male bachelor that felt like they actually like boned? Like any like what? Ari?
Matt James.
Pilot Pete.
Okay. Because it's kind of like it feels like they're getting more and more kind of,
Clayton got in trouble.
And then he got in trouble, which was unfair.
But he didn't feel sexy. He didn't feel sexy. No. He felt like he would just like power pump. Like,
what's the other way?
I don't like this trend of them shaming them for having sex in the fantasy suite, though. That is the point of the fantasy suite.
Thank you, Kay.
And that is why you signed up for the show, to find your husband or
that's
your wife,
right.
And you should fuck them before.
Thank
I wouldn't
you.
Want to be locked in a room overnight with my best friend. I'd rather be locked in a room with a telly. if there was a bachelorette and she took me to the fantasy suite, so there's going to be no sex.
Yeah.
I'll go, Just give me an iPad. I'm having a wank.
Yeah. Yes. Right?
Because
yeah.
I've been staying in this house with other people. I have needs. Just let
yeah,
me toss one
out. Yeah, let me be alone. Let me be alone for a second.
We started noticing this trend this last season in Paradise. No one would go to the boom
yes,
boom room.
Yeah, I noticed and that. Was what very, was very, that?
I don't know.
What?
It's because this generation doesn't fuck.
They don't.
This generation
doesn't
fuck.
They don't. They don't. What is
it?
That?
Like, what's happening?
Here's what's weird, though. But, like, the sexiest photos on TikTok and Instagram. And, like, so, like, what's up with the highly sexy photos and nobody's having sex?
Everyone, yeah, everyone wants to be a model, but no one wants to fuck.
Why
know.
Is that?
Well, it's like
and
with
if you
Clayton,
want to be a successful model,
yeah.
We know what you got to do.
With Clayton, he did have sex with all of them, and then he got, like, completely shamed for it. And that, and I wonder if, like, people were scared then after.
I think that's what it is.
But that's unfair. He shouldn't have been shamed
that's
for that.
That's right.
What you got to do is you got to lay down the tracks first night. Opening night, when you get to show up the Bachelor, go, hello, ladies. Oh, we'll be fucking three of you. I don't know which one it is. I already have a bit of an opinion, but I'm going to keep me cards close to me chest.
You guys, it's so cold in here. Are you cold?
I know.
I'll bring blankets out.
I reckon
break.
If I was ever a contestant, I would just go in and just lie on the first night. That would be my thing. I'd go off, I'd talk to her, and uh-huh. then when I'd come back and people would go, hey, how did it go? How did it go? I fingered it in the bushes. And they'll be, and then she'd come out and go, did you tell people that? I go, why are you lying now?
Yeah.
Why are you, mate? We did
oh,
this. And
yeah,
then I'd
yeah.
be kicked out. Oh, she's a liar.
Yes. I like all of your theories about The Bachelor. I like just picturing your season would be incredible. Here we are. We're in Estonia. And we have Jesse, and they're out having tea. They're having like a mandate. They honestly looked like a gorgeous couple. It was like Jesse and whatever. What's his name?
Zach.
They were like, I was like, oh, that's like a handsome couple.
What's his name? The
Zach.
Main guy.
Zach. Like, didn't they look like
they
a very
share hair products? Couldn't
yeah, they
yeah.
looked
yeah.
like
very
a really
close.
Attractive couple. And
their
they
hair is, both their hairs are getting like higher and higher. Yep.
And
higher.
So then we find out after he for shamed Greer for having a job that he basically gave her COVID. And then he was like, oh, that's too bad. He's like, Greer's under the weather. Oh, that's too bad. Is she okay? She feels fine. It's like, yeah. What?
She's asymptomatic, but
also,
she was feeling under the weather.
Is she still on the show? Because, like, did you notice during the rose ceremony there was a space left? And I was like, is that supposed to be the space for Greer?
Wait, yes. Did you see the coming ups?
Yeah, she's back. She goes, I'm back, bitches.
Yeah, she does come back. I know.
She's back.
So they just have her locked away until?
Yeah. I mean, I was hoping she would just be like, fuck him, I'm not coming back, and go, I'm sick. Oh,
I was.
Yeah.
I thought she also was like, oh my God.
I know, I thought.
I'm like so sick.
If you get COVID, you get to stay in, right?
Yeah.
I'd get COVID right before the engagement.
Wait, no, but what's his name? Logan got cut when
and,
he got
and
COVID.
Yeah, he left.
Yeah.
I guess because they weren't feeling it.
I don't know. It's weird.
Logan fucks. I'll tell you.
Logan fucks. Logan fucks. But why didn't Logan go to the boom boom room? Because Logan fucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Because he was dating Katie, and I think he saw that she might be a terrible, terrible. Was it?
Kate? It was Kate, right?
Oh, yeah.
She was like,
yeah. She was terrible.
I need a man with a big dick and a bigger bank account.
Sister in Christ.
That's right. My sister
also,
in Christ.
That's you're asking for two things there.
Yeah. Like, you only get one.
Pick one.
Yeah.
You never get both.
Like,
you
if
don't
I
get
had
both.
A big dick, I wouldn't even be working on my bank account.
So then, okay, he's like, so what was the hardest part about COVID? Not seeing the women. And then he's like, okay, so he goes, let Greer know I'm thinking about her. And also, she's all, like a dirty whore for being ambitious and having Q4 goals and sales. I mean, how dare you? You comparing your sales force to me finding a wife? I can't with this guy.
Ugh.
He's the worst.
But okay. I do want to know how she does next quarter.
Yeah.
Like
she's definitely got goals she has to reach. She has.
Yeah. So then Charity, she gets the one-on-one date, and she's worried. I was worried they weren't going to give it to her.
Yeah, I was too.
That would have been so cruel.
That they were like, well.
It would have been hilarious.
That was your little Zoom.
I would have loved that.
That little Zoom where she got the Big Ben. That was it. You got your trick.
You got to see Big Ben. So then here we go. Okay, so this is the fun part. So he comes. They're waiting. They're about to go on the date with Charity. He comes in, and Kat's like, can I steal you for a second? I'm just like, and she kisses him. She gets lip gloss on his face and sends him back to the woman, and Brooklyn calls her classless. And I was here. I love Brooklyn.
Yes. Good for her for calling her out, because that wasn't cool.
Well, I have a couple of things about this.
Please.
Right? Well, the kiss was wrong, but the season's been so boring. Thank God. Also, with Brooklyn, my wife hates Brooklyn.
Why?
My wife's a vegan. She's a rodeo person.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that about her.
Yeah, yeah.
She's very cruel to animals.
She puts lassos around baby animals.
Yeah.
But also, she's bored into it.
Yeah.
My only problem with Brooklyn.
Then, you know, we still catch Nazis when we can.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's no excuse.
Okay.
My problem with Brooklyn is it's not her fight to fight.
Yeah.
And so it's a little bit like, why are you butting into these conversations? Yeah. It should be a charity.
I think at first it was okay for her to bring it up, but she keeps.
Yeah.
When she comes to the cocktail party, that she comes and interrupts their conversation. Yeah.
Checking
The first time was warranted, the second time was too much.
Yeah.
Now, I did Nick Viall's podcast yesterday.
Oh, you did?
And he was adamantly and fired up that what Kat did was right.
Okay.
And that he is like, everybody else is like, if they're not pulling him aside, that they don't like, they're more worried about being on TV. I was like, I don't think so. I don't know. I feel like the producers and I were saying, as women, like, he's like, so what about the rules? Like, if you're really invested, you should go pull them. So he thought what she did was right.
Listen, I love Nick, but Nick also was like the king of
herpes? What were you?
No, he was
the villain.
He was the king of like, I'm here for her, not for you guys.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm doing this for her.
Yeah.
So
that's not surprising that he was like, you have to go do it. It's like, we know Nick.
Congratulations on the engagement, Nick, by the way.
I know. She's so pretty.
Yeah, she's lovely.
She seems nice. His new studio is gorge. I had a good time. Okay, so I thought Kat, now he's so easily, Zach is so easily influenced that I felt like Kat, honestly, I thought was going to win because she's sort of the sexiest and she kind of seemed like Katie. But in doing this, because he keeps cutting the villains, there are no villains. So she's going to, I think, get eliminated by she's going to spin out because the other women in the house are going to like attack her for this. And I think he's going to cut her when she shows any weakness.
Now, here's the thing. Are they ever told to keep a villain in? Is there ever?
I would imagine back in the day they did. So I'm surprised he keeps cutting
that. Because that girl who the influencer won,
Christina Mandrell?
No, I loved her.
No, in this season. What's her name?
Oh, the one that was.
Oh, yeah, Christina Mandrell.
Loved her.
Oh, I couldn't stand her.
No, I mean as for TV. For TV. For TV.
Anybody who puts their kid on TikTok and dances with them, fuck off.
Yeah.
Leave your bloody kid alone.
Yeah, I know. It was like doing yoga with your kid.
And they're always like, my kid's my life. No, it's a fucking cash machine for you. Yeah. Stop trying to make yourself more adorable with a smaller person.
It is true. That was a red flag for me. That was an alarm bell. A mini me and like matching like athleisure wear doing.
Like I make my son come out and do a tight five before I walk out there. But I don't let him, he doesn't come out for 20 minutes or anything like that.
I do think that Jess ruined what production wanted to have happen, which was in that cocktail party or in that date. I think they wanted everyone to be like, Kat, you should know Kat's a bad girl to Zach. And then Jess derailed it by being like,
I'm spinning out.
I'm spinning out.
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, there's no time now to bring this up. And then when the cocktail party happens, it's almost like too much time has gone by to like make that storyline
make sense. Interesting. It was interesting, and we'll get to it later, but it was interesting watching how fast she snapped with like, I don't want to see Zach like this again. Hi, Zach. The snap was.
Is Jess?
This was Kat.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't handle this right before I talk to Zach at a cocktail. Hi, Zach.
Really terrifying moment when he's like, I felt like something was off. And the way her face went into that smile and then the dead eyes, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
She went, really? I didn't sense anything.
But that's also, that's such BS. That's someone being so like, weird. Hey, maybe ask her if something was off, because they're trying to get that out.
Yeah.
Kat was a bit off at the witch thing.
Yeah.
By the way, the witch thing, do better, Bachelor.
Yeah.
You can't just get me like a hippie old lady and a fire and call it a date. And like she's going on the chakra. That's not a witch thing. That's a hippie thing.
That's a hippie thing.
You're meant to be with brooms and cats, lady.
Yeah, I want a real witch. Give me a real witch.
And she's like this. I've been doing witchcraft for 20 years. Took it up late in life.
I know, I did that. So then Brooklyn calls her classless, and she's like, look, I had to shoot my shot, and I had to take it away. She's like, well, you know, and I did enjoy when Kat was trying to explain herself to Ariel later, who was like, she's like, and Ariel was having none of it. She's like, but you did do that. Like, Ariel was like, Ariel to me was the best delegate from the house to hand. Like, Brooklyn just got derailed. Ariel is like an adult woman living in Manhattan.
Might be too smart for this show.
Oh, for sure. Definitely,
she's way too good for him and the show.
I'm fancying Ariel more and more.
Yeah, me too.
I never liked it. I didn't think about her. Yeah. Now I'm like,
She feels like a cool adult woman. All right, so here we are.
Also, you can tell like she comes from a good family just from the, my parents will watch this, naked people in a sauna. Yeah. She was like, thanks.
She's got very big boobs.
I didn't
Is
want to
anyone
say
surprised?
It.
Yeah.
Say it.
No, is anyone surprised that she was selected for the date where they're supposed to get naked in a sauna?
I also like that
he's like, I got to see those things.
I also like that she had the wherewithal. They go, you're going to be naked. And she said, I will be wearing a bathing suit. I was like, wow, she was raised differently than me. Like, she knew that she had it. I would be like, okay, I guess. You know, like,
and she's like, and it's going to be a one piece. He's like, damn it.
No, she had really big boobs, as did Katie the nurse has really big boobs. I noticed in her, and I was like, wow. And they all seem real. They seem like real. I was like, good for you, ladies. Well, I got it was.
What does Ariel do? Marketing executive.
But in Manhattan, though, we feel like she's been like, that she's cool. She's in Manhattan. She's been on like Hinge.
She feels
although I'll say this, she's been dumped in a big way, and she's not over her ex.
Yeah.
Whoever that might be.
You think?
She's like, I just want to be not alone.
Right.
She's not handling singledom very well.
But she's the only one.
She's a terrible single.
But she didn't say thank you. Am I a good single? She's the only one that didn't say I had trauma from my ex. She at least hid that. Like,
is it crazy that everyone
has
trauma from their ex?
Isn't
that life? And we're calling it trauma.
I think the people that actually like the Brooklyns and like that's a whole other category. The people that actually had like legitimate nightmare trauma. But like, hasn't everybody been cheated on and like had some like trust issues for us? Like,
isn't that what the 20s are all
isn't
about?
Isn't that what you do? Don't you just get like fucked over and fuck people? Like, isn't that what we do to each other in our teens and 20s?
Yeah. I do think it's like this younger generation of people, like they talk about like there was a toxic relationship.
Yes.
Always that. And it's like, no, you're just dating an asshole.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Well, that's,
yeah, but also, it's 100%. All relationships are toxic towards the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the breakup is a slow burn.
Yeah.
it's never fun. There's months and months go by.
Yes, because it's not fast unless there's a it's also the phrasing of like, I just really appreciate that you're really intentional about it. I just want to be really intentional about this. And like,
I'm really intentional about forgetting what music I like.
I'm intentionality. I can't with that. Okay,
so she didn't even like music or something?
I forgot. He forgot.
Zach said that he was in such a bad relationship. He forgot what kind of music he liked.
If I hear another fucking millennial say, I lost myself, what the fuck are you talking about? Zach lost himself. It must have been a very small room. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's got no personality. Have you found it yet, mate?
He lost himself. No, he was a blast before.
Yeah. I loved when they went to visit his family. And they went, sure, he's handsome and he's funny and all that. But there's a wacky side to him. And then they showed a picture of him just like wearing sunglasses and a fake moustache. And you're like, what, was he in a fucking photo booth at a wedding?
It's not good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about Charity's horse and carriage ride.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah. I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger. And we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And we're back. Okay, here we are. We're talking about, Charity is going on a date. And they kept calling it a horse carriage. They didn't say like a horse-drawn carriage.
When are we getting rid of these things from society?
They're terrible.
I'm not a big animal activist.
No, but they're fucked. They're really...
You know that horse is miserable as all
Do not go in them. Not in New York, not in anywhere. They're terrible.
In New York, it's really sad.
Mm-hmm. I think they kept calling it a horse carriage to somehow make it sound less New York. It's like, we all know what it is. It's the same thing.
They should only be in royalty. I accept it in royalty because, you know, they
treat those horses.
They treat it nice. They got the royal barns.
Exactly. Like those cute corgis. So then they go and Charity, she's adorable. She's a history geek.
She's very pretty.
She's sweet. She's smart. She's cool. Like, she's never going to win. She's too good for him. And I really like her.
They're all too good for him.
He actually has a really great group of women, I feel like. He has great women.
That he does not deserve.
No.
Do you think deep down somewhere the women, when the cameras are off, actually go, just got to get to paradise?
Yes, for sure. This isn't the guy.
Anastasia had
the wrong choice of saying it out loud.
Yes.
And they were like, ooh.
Yeah, you can't say it out loud.
We got to push you off the boat.
So then they go and they're doing wife carrying.
Yeah.
And so she had to put her
helmet. Or as I call it, marriage.
The face, the needy look around.
My wife needs to know I'm joking. I can't say that straight face.
Okay. The needy looking at Wells for approval. It's
like, sir, do you know what my wife does? She's doing all the carrying.
Yeah.
Well, she calls it husband carrying. Yeah.
Okay, so here we are. So then we're doing the wife carrying. He was really fast, really wanted to win.
Way too into it.
Way too into it. So it's actually the peppiest he's been all season.
Yeah, it's the only thing he's like.
It's the first time he's felt alive was him racing with her with a helmet, with her like...
While her nose like banged into his crack.
It's because she couldn't be talking to him and challenging him in any way.
Yeah, it was really weird how competitive he was.
She must be thinking, I had to wait like 2 weeks for this fucking date.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
And the other girl got dresses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like diamonds and
and
Jimmy Choo shoes.
Corgis.
All those shopping bags, when they come in, are they all filled?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I reckon some of them just have that crepe paper.
Yeah,
at the
top. The tissue on top.
Because they look like she's carrying them very easily. They're flapping in the wind.
They're just like bonking Greer crying in front.
They're all
like,
filled with scarves.
But I also love that. I know this is going back in time, but that scene of Greer crying in the hallway.
It's so good.
And like someone had the wherewithal to be like, hey, can you just move over to
this
door?
Can you cry right? It's so mean. Can you cry right here?
Whose door it was?
Yeah, so she passed it, missed her room, had to come back, bonk her in the head with the bags and go in.
Mm-hmm.
And with her tea tattoo.
But she got a tea.
She had the tea tattoo. She loved tea was her thing. She had a teacup tattooed on her
wrist. Oh, it's a teacup, not just a letter T.
Yeah, it was a teacup.
Oh, tea's nice.
It's all right. Okay, so then they go.
You're being all judgy whilst drinking tea.
I'm not going to tattoo it.
Yeah,
I'm
with your cup of
tea. I like cashews. I'm not going to get a cashew tattooed on my wrist.
Yeah, I got a Philly cheesesteak on my forearm.
I'm going to get a neck tattoo with like a Cool Ranch Dorito on my neck. Oh, God, those are so good. Okay, so then Ariel's talking to Kat. She's like, why can't I have my moment? Brooklyn is so harsh. And she's like, it's not about one-on-one dates. And Ariel's like, I don't think that respect shifts. She goes, but it is what you did. And then they go back to the date, and he's drinking, and they have some terrible pepper drink. It was a bad date.
Yeah.
And then they go to the witch, and then they're kissing in Estonia. The kiss, actually, he seemed like he was liking her, but he always seems like he likes them on the one-on-one.
Have you noticed that he, like, pecks?
He's a bad kisser.
He kisses some people, and then he'll, like, actually kiss some other people.
Yeah, full tongues, man.
Yeah.
Full tongue is like definitely hometowns.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's not a good kisser.
But some of the girls have said he's a good kisser.
Wait, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Was shit.
So then they go, they throw almonds to each other and they catch them in their mouths. Love is in the air and they have marzipan. And then Jess starts spinning out back at the house. I want a one-on-one. Why have I not got? Here's the thing. The way he handled Jess later was wrong. But watching this poor woman spin out.
Why was it wrong? Get rid of her.
You think?
Yeah. He probably knew he wasn't going to end up with her. Cut the ties.
It was
clean
it's
break.
Interesting how the way quickly that it went down.
It's the way it goes down.
Opinion. He was like, I feel so strongly about us. Like, there's something about us. And then she starts
it's the second
spiraling,
she,
and he's like, all right, I got to get this girl.
The second there's any weakness.
Yeah, but he just got the ick, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
But
yeah.
It was like instant. Yeah. He literally
the
went from being
like,
I'm,
a long time.
Yeah. Well, I'm confident in us too. Well, I don't feel confident in
he cuts him like, he, as somebody tweeted us, like, he cut somebody for having job goals or trying to empathize with him over COVID. And then this week, he cut somebody for wanting one-on-one time with him.
Yeah.
And he was like enraged at both of them.
He's gotten two bad cuts 2 weeks in a row, I will say. Like, he must the Greer have been, thing looked bad, and then this
he must
thing
have been
Jeff
a dick.
Bad.
If they're editing him like this, they must not like him a little
bit. I don't
know.
I think they really like Jess. And I think she was making good points on when she was driving away. She was like, I'm not going to be apologizing for wanting to spend time with somebody if who I'm going to get engaged to. And you're like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, she did. Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was fine. I mean, the way he was like immediately like... Unfortunately, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
You literally saw it. Like, she says something, and he turns his head, and he comes back. He's just like, well, okay, bye.
Oh, my. The way you just turned your head was eerie just now.
You did that.
You got to cut ties. You can't keep picking at the wound.
He flip-flops too quickly. Like, he should have, as soon as she'd been like, I'm not feeling great, he's like, yeah, maybe it's because we're not spending enough time together, and unfortunately, I think I'm too far along.
The body glitter. The body glitter.
Just say sucks to me, you. And then I love how the girls get together now and they go like this. They go, he's very clearly taking this seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long did you date your bride before you got engaged?
About 3 years, but we had a lovely COVID. Mm. That was the best bit. We enjoyed each other's company.
That's nice.
It was actually the happiest time of my life was when we stopped working and me and the wife just were on the couch during COVID.
That's so fun.
I know other people died and lost their businesses. but I had a great time. Sucks to be you.
I know other people died and lost their businesses. So you had a lovely,
Oh, yeah, the best. Yeah, it was the best.
That's nice.
And we got married a little bit quicker because I was worried COVID was going to end.
Right.
Because my wife's British and I'm Australian. And if we waited till the end, I would have had to fly in cunts from all over the world for the wedding.
Oh.
And then I could just go to Vegas and everyone did it on Zoom. It was like, oh, I wish you were here.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the best.
Smart.
Did
you do like the little chapel?
We did the little white chapel.
That's so fun.
Did Elvis marry you guys?
We had an Elvis option. I paid the extra $10 and then he goes, an extra $20, I can sing you a song. And I'm like, ah. Like, that might be awkward. Like, how long's the song going to be? And he looked at me like these little Elvis eyes, right?
And I couldn't
say no to him. And I was all stressed out because my wife wasn't there and I was organizing and paying for the wedding. And then he goes, what song do you want? I said, I don't care, man. Whatever song. It's fine. And then he goes, I now pronounce you man and wife. And then he goes, I'm caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
No.
He sang Suspicious Minds.
No. He was going to be Suspicious Minds.
He did not.
A song about cheating. And I'm just there with the wife. Well done, Elvis.
I'm caught in a trap. I can't walk out. I can't wait to fuck your friends.
I do love that song, though. So honestly, it's a great song.
Oh, it's a banger.
It's a banger. It's a great song. Okay, so then they go. They're kissing. And then Jess is spinning out. So then they go and he has dinner with Charity. And she's scared because she doesn't want it to stop. But she does want him to know about her past. So, you know, she's like, you have a very special way of making me feel seen and chosen. I didn't know what happened in this relationship prior. But she had a relationship prior to here that was emotionally abusive. Mm. She never felt seen by her partner as a girlfriend. But there were several occurrences of infidelity with somebody that she knew, it sounded like. And then he manipulated her and she hid it from her parents. And he was like, I also lost myself. I didn't even know what music I liked. And I'm like, but she was saying she was like emotionally abused and you forgot what music you like?
Yeah, you know when you date that girl and she's always pushing her music agenda on you. And then you're like, I just want to listen to Dave Matthews Band.
Previously said that he liked Nickelback.
He loved Nickelback.
Yeah. Right.
He told Mandrell he loved Nickelback.
Yeah, he wouldn't have great music to.
No,
I think it's okay to forget a little.
Yeah. So then he forgot he loved Nickelback. So then,
I was like, what's that band called? The Bugs, the Crickets, or the Beatles? I've been in such an abusive relationship.
The Crickets. So then they kiss and she's like, this feels so good and they're comforted. There's something between us. You're pretty awesome. And then they kiss and she's like, I can see a future with him. Any final thoughts? Charity, is she going to make final four?
Yes.
Final four?
Yeah.
Final top three? Is she going to the non-sexual fantasy suite?
I believe so. Yeah. I believe she makes top three and then she gets culled.
Okay.
Do you think she'll be the Bachelorette?
I hope she's the Bachelorette.
I think she's a good choice. Yeah.
Agree. I think it's going to be Katie, Gabby, and Charity.
Yeah.
I
think Katie's winning,
right?
Too.
Like
Katie's going to win.
They feel like a couple.
They fit. And doesn't she already live in Austin?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I think so.
What, does he live in Austin? I thought he lived in Orange County.
He's from Orange County.
He moved to Austin. Austin's too hip for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go around all the food vans like this. Has anyone just got bread?
So then, all right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with the group date. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, they did!
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver. Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger. And we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money. And he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, and we're back.
After these nuts, I might get a tattoo if I like them.
Where are you going to put it? Like a teardrop cashew?
I killed someone in a chocolate factory.
So then they're back, and so they're going on the group date. Oh, we find out that Ariel gets the one-on-one. She's so happy. Meanwhile, before, Jess starts crying and starts the loop of, it's just because I'm the last one. But they're like, no, Greer's the last one, too. No, but Greer has COVID. I'm the last standing one. I'm the last one. I'm the last one to get a one-on-one. And then they're like, okay, well, you know, it's just a lot. And she starts spinning out.
I just hate this so much. Like, this is just insane to me. That, like, Ariel should be happy. The women should be like, oh, cool, we're looking forward to this date. And instead, they're all suddenly comforting Jess.
Yeah.
I don't like this. Like, there's like a pattern of this happening where they all just like break down and start crying when they don't get what they want.
Yes.
And I don't like it.
I agree with you.
I'm sorry. That sucks, Jess. It fucking sucks. But guess what? You signed up for a fucking game show.
Thank you.
And
this is called the School of Nut Up Hard Knocks here.
And it used to be like women would obviously be mad, but they would just pretend to be happy for them. Oh, good for you, Ariel. And like, that was it. And now it's like, they fucking just cry.
I know.
I don't get it.
I will say I didn't mind as much because Ariel feels so secure. I was like, this isn't bothering her.
Ariel doesn't give a shit.
I don't think Ariel cared, but yeah. I just don't like it.
Has she gotten a one-on-one before, Ariel?
No.
Okay. So it could have been the other way. Yeah. And then Ariel could have been crying about
it. Ariel probably
and she would
have.
Never. She would
like,
never.
Like, I respect his choice.
Ariel doesn't give it. Ariel would be like, I just know at some point I'll get my time.
And Jess's boobs weren't big enough for the sauna. Like, how did someone just say that? You had bigger tits. You better date too. Work harder.
So then they go on the group date. What was the group date? What did they do?
They go visited a witch.
The witch.
The witch just
God. And then
go yell things you like. And they were like this. I like my job.
I like Taylor Swift.
I agreed with the Taylor Swift one.
But then, of course, Jess goes, you have to look through the candle. Jess goes last.
That was
and
hilarious.
You know the producers are like, cue blowing out the flame.
Yeah, someone
get goes, the like, cue the wind blower, blow out the flame. And then the witch is like, ooh, like, okay.
Yeah, like sorry.
And then her eyes just fill with tears. Yeah. And like, meanwhile, Kat's all rattled because beforehand, Brooklyn was like, she's like, wow, so you don't want me to ruin this like you did to Charity. She's like, why are you being so freaking rude? It's like, because you have your head up your ass. And what I like about Brooklyn is I was raised to be such a coward for confrontation. I like that Brooklyn doesn't give a shit. She's just like going at it. I don't think she's in the right at like later on. But in the beginning, I liked her complete lack of fear for just going at her.
Because she abuses animals for
a
living.
Yeah.
That makes you tougher.
It is true.
Please don't go to rodeos. They're very cruel.
Yeah, that's true. So then, they're like, he came back with lip gloss on.
Did he?
I think he was probably wearing that before.
So then she's like, that's tacky. She's like, I'm not walking on eggshells. If it hurts your feelings, it hurts your feelings. And she goes, well, then lace that up, bitch. I was just like, wow. If the shoe fits, wear it. And you lace that bitch up.
Yeah, I've never heard
like,
that before.
No, I was like, what? Okay.
Are we just making up sayings now?
Okay, I'm with you. I'm just going to go with it. And it's like, because I'm kind of rude. I'm kind of enjoying some conflict. But like, Dr. Banana, you're a psychologist.
Sounds like rodeo talk. Yeah. I don't know what she's talking about. I was like, sure, okay, yeah.
How do they fix the show? What stunt can they pull to actually?
Yeah, how do they, even this season? How do they bring back Mandrell?
Something like that.
Bringing back Mandrell would be shocking. Mm. Or some woman from his past that's like, I want a shot at love. Like, how do you fix this season?
I think the women just have to all leave.
Well, it kind of doesn't it kind of look like somebody leaves that he like really likes, and then he's like, "That's who I wanted," or something. There, I don't know. The editing is always like, you know, they trick us. But
so then they go.
There's no fixing Zach.
The Grand Witch. She's been doing witchcraft for 20 years.
20 years. She's been doing it since the 2000s. She's been doing it after 9/11.
So then they go in the circle and they find out who's ready to fall in love. By the way, I miss the one with the thick Massachusetts accent. When they go, they're
love witch.
I'm the love witch of
Salem,
Massachusetts. This is me. It was when Avid and Rachel went. She's like, are you ready to find love? It's me, the love witch of Salem. Uh-oh, your crystal broke. I guess you're not ready. Okay, I love a Massachusetts accent. So then they go. The fire looks through the eyes. Jess freaks out. The flame blows out. She's like, my confidence is struggling. I don't generally have confidence. And now I'm struggling even more. Don't say that out loud. Don't say you don't have confidence. Nobody wants to marry somebody that has no confidence.
I kind of feel like the reason why all the girls console her is because they know that she's not a threat.
She's never going to win.
And so they're like, this poor girl is like not meant for this world. Like she should not be here. She's going to leave at any moment. So let's
be nice.
Be nice to her before she leaves.
She is like 23.
Apparently she's not. Apparently she's 25 because I said the same. Oh no, Brooklyn's 25.
No, she's 23.
Who were the two girls that were on the sofa and Brooklyn went off to go have her say and they went, do you think we should say something?
Oh, that was Gabby and Ariel.
And they went, Ariel. Not really our fight.
Yeah.
I was like, I think it would actually work against us.
I know. They're adults. They're adults.
Yeah.
I when Jess came in at first with the glitter and I thought, and she was sort of like the broken, like the bird with the broken wing and he felt like he wanted to protect her. I was like, oh, that's a good move.
Yeah.
But then it never advanced past that because she didn't get the date. Because she didn't get the date.
Yeah.
Okay, so then.
She was onto something.
Exactly.
If she wanted to stay in, she should have just faked like an epileptic attack.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to kick anyone off that week.
Yeah. No, you can't. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Make him pull your tongue back out. Sit up, call him your savior. You got another week.
Yeah, you're right. Put like a paint stirrer in your mouth. Okay, so then Jess was like, I want him to want me. So she goes and she's like, she's talking to him. I was having an anxiety attack, but I'm good now.
All right, I've got to say this about the young people. Stop with the whole I suffer from anxiety. We all do.
Yeah.
That's life.
That's right.
Things are stressful.
Yeah.
And that's a natural reaction to have to things.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm worried about this thing in my life. You should be.
Yeah.
Life's scary.
And if you're prone to panic attacks, maybe don't go on a show where it's super high stress.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, look, 100%. I don't know. I don't hang out with anybody that doesn't have anxiety. I certainly
honestly
don't.
Right now, I could blow a gasket.
I have anxiety all the time.
At all times, it's just bubbling.
Me too. I'm so anxious all the time.
I just slap on a smile.
Exactly.
Move on with me, Dave.
That's me too. I'm so anxious that people are like, you seem like happy-go-lucky. I'm like, do I? That's good. I'm glad.
Acting.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so anxious all the time.
My energy is just always at the edge of a cliff.
Yeah. So look, you got to just keep going, roll with it, and like exactly slap on a smile.
My wife says to me sometimes, what's up? And I go, the same things. Yeah. She knows what they are.
What is your top three loops? One.
Oh, no. I slap on a smile. You're not going to hear about
my loops. I'll tell you my loops.
I'm a brave zero give a fuck type of a guy.
Oh, yeah. Look at those demon eyes.
Everything's going to be fine.
Do you get anxiety?
Yeah, but not as crippling as Jim over here.
You can tell by the dead eyes.
Yeah.
You can tell by the dead eyes that it's real. Do you say you do get anxiety too?
Yeah, but it's when I get stoned though. And that's why
No,
I go into the bathroom and look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, you need to get your career in line.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
No, I go right to Smeagol. I go right to Middle Earth. There's no giggling. It's right to, if I don't focus on inhaling and exhaling, I will stop. I will fall into this couch. You better hold on to me or I'll go to this tunnel to Middle Earth. I'm fine when I fight through that. Yeah.
I don't want to fight through it, though.
No, it's a lot of fun.
I agree. There's that 15 minutes where you're just absolutely too high, and then you're like, I'll die.
Yeah.
And then like 10 minutes later, you're like, can you believe I thought I was going to die?
I've never passed. I'm going to die.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So then we go, Jess is freaking out. Zach shows up in his Hillary Clinton coat. And they're like, wow. And he goes, starting a day off with witchcraft can go a lot of different ways. I mean.
What a crazy day. Yeah. Like that was.
Witchcraft.
That's what he says is that was crazy.
Yeah. Do you think they're all super religious? Because that's something that, like, I think religious people would be, like, turned off by.
Right.
A witch
thing. No sex Zach is willing to interact with a witch.
And Gabby wears a big neck, but she wasn't. Was she on it, Gabby? I guess she must have been.
Yeah, she
wears a big cross necklace.
I'll tell you which ones are religious and which ones aren't.
I bet you Brooklyn might be.
Yeah.
Yes. Brooklyn is all day. Yeah. You think they're praising God every time they rope a steer?
I bet they're all religious at this point.
Christina Mondrell's definitely religious.
Maybe not.
You know who I thought didn't get much of a chance? Holland.
Oh, yeah, Holland was cute.
I adored Holland. I was like, I want her. She was a bit sloppy drunk in the first thing. I thought she's a bit of fun. Holland was gone.
Oh, yeah, Holland was fun.
Yeah.
I also wish they'd kept Dancer Cat, the OG cat with the crazy face. Her eyes, she gave crazier eyes than Justin.
My biggest complaint, I think, with Zach is he's making too many good decisions.
Yeah,
like, he's getting rid of people who would be really
good
fun
TV,
to watch.
The good TV.
This is the thing. He can't have a sex drive, because if you have a sex drive, you love the crazy.
Yeah.
You love the crazy. Yeah. You got to have the crazy around you. And it takes you so many crazy women in your life to eventually go, that's probably not good for me.
Yeah.
But if I was in this situation, I'd just have crazies.
Did you like crazies?
Yeah.
Everyone loves a crazy.
I'm married to one. What are you talking
about? Yeah, you're right.
A bit of crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
No sane person is good in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
very true.
Yeah. I mean, you know Zach's not good in bed.
You need a woman that after you have sex with him, you're worried your house might burn down.
Yeah. So then they go, Katie, this phrasing, he pulls Katie aside. I felt like a little kid when I'm with you. I can't. Like a little kid with a boner. Like, I can't. You make me feel like a little kid. I feel like a little kid when I'm with you. I can't even look at you at the ceremonies. He's like, I know I'm like trying to get your attention. And you like won't even look at me.
You could say like, I feel like I'm back in high school.
Yeah.
There's something because you were lusting in high school.
Yeah, a little kid.
But a little kid, it's like, oh, when do we hang out? I feel like two little kids.
Yeah. You're like,
I want to put my little kid penis into you.
My little kid penis.
Which is more accurate.
So then she goes, and then she smiles and she goes, when I see you, every move you make is intentional. She said that. I can't.
They all have the same talking points. Like they're all going to the same therapist, I feel like.
Yes.
Well, it's just, what do you talk to him about?
Being intentional.
You have to just go, oh, yes, you make me feel seen.
You're intentional. You have a lot of intentionality.
You have a way of looking at me that's good.
Where have you been all my life? I like him so much. I can picture him. I can picture my future with you. And then they kiss and kiss and kiss. She's going to win.
100%.
Yeah. That gift basket was smart.
You know what they need? They need a funny bachelor or bachelorette.
Yeah.
Like, they've had a couple of funny bachelorettes.
Gabby
was funny. They've had some funny bachelorettes.
Kaylin.
But Hannah. I can't think of a funny bachelor.
No, there's no funny bachelor.
It was Bob. Bob Guinea, remember? Yeah. He was, like, the only one that was, like, legitimately funny.
Was it a good season?
It was, like, season, like, today. Three.
Was
did
it
you a... ever see the Australian bloke, the Honey Badger?
No. Yes, I didn't watch it.
No, but you know what he looks like?
Yeah,
he's a funny looking fella.
I like the Honey Badger. he's a rugby player.
Rugby player. And he had a tash and a mullet.
His season ended quite poorly.
Yeah, he said, nah, I don't like any of you.
Yeah.
He rejected them. He rejected all of them.
Wow. Good for the Honey Badger.
So then Gabby looked hot. Gabby had on the leather dress. Her hair was in a tight ponytail and she had on the green blazer. And he's like, this is a different vibe for you and I dig it. And he's like, I missed you a lot. You are, I just want you to know, like, you're one of my strongest connections with the women. I don't want you to worry. I have the butterflies. Gabby, I know you're a cuddler, but I want to kiss the hell out of you. She could win.
Yeah, she could win. That was a strong.
But she doesn't like to kiss.
Which is
I know
fine.
You're a cuddler. Yeah, that's right. I'm not into kissing.
That's weird.
You don't kiss anyone. You don't kiss.
She said that?
Yeah, last week. I'm not a kisser. I'm a cuddler.
I don't know. I think he's into blondes over brunettes.
I agree with you.
So yeah. I think that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I agree.
How have you got this sense?
Well, he's got two brunettes.
Yeah.
Two big brunettes he likes.
But he feels like he
Ariel
likes the blonde.
I feel
like he likes Kat and Katie.
I think
and
then
he's
Katie
horniest.
Katie.
He's horniest for Kat and Katie.
So I think that Kat is your crazy broad.
Agree.
That, like, might be a tomcat in the fantasy suite. Yeah. I think he's keeping her around for that reason.
But he's not going to have sex with the fantasy suite.
But it sounds like he does have sex with one of them.
Maybe.
He says, I'm not going to have sex with any of them. And then he does.
He might just wank in the corner.
You think he cucks himself?
Yeah. You can watch, but no eye contact.
He cucks himself.
Okay. And all the girls are like crying afterward, like, it wasn't what I thought it would be.
Yeah. Just, he cucks himself.
Louise. Oh. You never done that? Just had a video of yourself in the corner calling you useless?
That's the only way you can get off. Sorry. That is what it is.
Yeah. Arden, what are you doing with your life? That's the outfit that you chose to wear to bed? Who the fuck are you kidding?
Your anxiety is warranted.
That's your adult voice. Okay. So then, so he kisses her and then she goes, he's a gem. She could win. So then here comes Jess. She's like, I'm the only one who hasn't had a one-on-one. I'm the only one. This is a lot of pressure. This is a lot of pressure. I'm having my insecurity. So she starts manically saying it and he pulls her aside and he's like, how are you feeling? She's like, well, I'm a hopeless romantic, and honestly, I've been knocked down so many times, I don't have that much confidence. I've been waiting for my one-on-one. He goes, what? You've been waiting for your one-on-one? That's news to me. I'm sorry, he's such a dick. He goes, as if she just sprung on him. Like, I need you to Venmo me $18,000. Yeah. He's like, you've been waiting. That's news to me. What's the phrasing of that? And she goes.
What's the phrasing?
His phrasing is like, that's news to me. That shouldn't be a thing in my eyes. And she's like, well, you know, I just feel like my clock is ticking. And I'm always worried, like, what can I do that's organic and natural? And, like, I just feel like I'm lost. And he's like, well, that's a lot of pressure. You know, coming in tonight, if you'd had that one-on-one, like, if you could just open up and find love. She's like, that isn't a rule. This isn't a rule that you have to find love on a one-on-one. And she just gets cut. And she's like, I was just trying so hard to, like, get heard. And, and he goes, I feel so confident with us. He goes, it's about a one-on-one? What am I missing? And she goes, what am I missing? A one-on-one is a big deal. And he goes, I don't know where your head is at all. I'm so confused.
She just told him.
And then he goes, you know what? I'm not feeling that confident. And then she's like, I told you I wanted somebody to fight for me. I'm not going to beg you to do that. And she's like, fine, I'm out of here. He cuts her.
That's a double standard, though. She's not fighting for him.
No, not
she
when
she wants someone to fight for her.
But he won't even, like, he's, like, treating her like she's crazy.
Yeah. He's just wanting to spend time.
That's a good method, though. Then you can tell everyone she's crazy. That's right from me playbook, that one.
Jim? Hi, it's me, Jim Jeffrey.
I'll be taking over this show.
Oh, my God, that'd be so good. Yeah. Maybe you
Zach's
can get
out, I'm in.
A free pass to your birthday to come
to
The Bachelor.
My wife desperately wants me to be on The Bachelor. She goes, I don't care, I just... Look, She keeps on trying to put me into the website.
Yeah.
And I go, people know who I am.
Yeah, they'll be like, what?
You can Google me very easily.
Yeah.
I know some casting directors. I can get you on the show.
Well, me and Arden want to go.
Yeah, we want to go.
We want to go and sit in the audience.
We
want to
go.
T-shirts.
Oh, yeah, we got to text. We got to go. I'm going to text Kate McCucci to get us in. For, you want to come too?
I mean, of course, you think I would say no to such a thing?
Do we want to go to the After the Final Rose and wear t-shirts?
don't want to go.
We want to go. We want to go.
8 hours.
We know. We know. We don't care. We don't care.
I'll bring a bottle to piss in. I'm happy to be there.
How long is Women Tell All?
Which one do we want to go to? After the Final Rose. After the Final Rose.
We'll overreact. They'll put us on camera.
Yeah.
We've got good camera faces.
Yeah. We got a text name for Coochie right now. Okay, wait. What are our t-shirts? Just gonna say.
Time, and I'll turn to you every time something happens. I'll whisper, and then we'll go. Oh.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it right
and
now.
I'm gonna wear my Will You Be My Queen Coochie. Victoria t-shirt.
Oh my god. Oh yeah. Wait.
We wear Team what? Zach shirts. Just so stupid.
Yeah, we should wear exactly Zach Attack.
Yeah, Zach Attack
t-shirts. Zach Attack. Oh my god. Or like. Like looking for my best friend. Are you my best friend?
Oh, we can hold hands and go, I found my best friend.
Yeah, you're with my best friend.
We point at each other.
Yeah, I'm going to get us tickets.
And then on the back it says, we don't have sex. Yeah.
I'm not a kisser. I'm a cuddler.
I'm not a kisser. I'm a cuddler.
Yeah. This is an act of love, not an act of lust.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. I'm going to get a really aggressive spray tan. I'm going to be really tan, like Melania Trump tan. And okay, great. I'm going to get that done. I'm going to do
Brooklyn,
that today.
Can you rope me?
Okay, great. Okay. So then we have...
We have a helicopter coming in.
Hold. So then we go... So then she leaves, and she's like, all I needed was, like, some quality time, and he wasn't processing that. Like, I wanted to be chosen right away, and he was shocked, and I'm so hurt that he thinks I'm crazy. All right. Any final thoughts on this?
I don't like Zach.
No, he sucks.
He sucks. She didn't keep a call.
Agree.
She wasn't going to win anyway.
Yeah, I think that what that scene showed was that he's not really good when it comes to, like, adversity.
No, and anytime there's any weakness, he's out.
He's like done. And I don't love that because, like what you said earlier, like it's a double standard. It's true. Like he's not fighting for her at all. And it's very – she's complaining that he's not fighting for her. And then he proves that he doesn't want to fight for her.
Yeah.
In like 3 seconds.
Yeah. He sucks. Okay. So
I didn't say that.
I did.
You did.
I did. I said he sucked. I can't
because
wait.
He doesn't like kissing.
Because he doesn't.
Oh, no, the girl didn't like kissing.
But he doesn't look like a good. He kisses everybody, but doesn't look like he knows what he's doing.
No.
Okay. Are we taking credit?
Who does?
I mean, honestly, I don't know.
Kissing's like Lego. It either fits together or it doesn't.
That's so true.
It's like I know there's people I've kissed in my life that probably think I'm a shit kisser, and then you meet, you know, one you fit with, you go, all right.
Yeah.
It's a combination thing.
Yeah.
And then there's some people who are shit at it. Completely with everyone.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll
teeth
be right
clickers.
Back. With, oh, teeth clickers.
Yeah.
Or like so much tongue.
Oh, yeah, too much tongue. Tongues are just dancing to the tips.
There was a guy that I went on a date with last year who was he drove a Porsche, wanted to go Dutch on like $5 tacos.
God.
And he was like a writer on staff at Condé Nast and then was like, I really want to be an actor. I just took level one at UCB. He kissed me and it was like getting put through a washing machine.
Oh my gosh.
You came out clean?
It was the cleanest my mouth has ever been. it was so alarming. It was like, I just was like, counting in my head, like, when can I get out of this? Like, when can I get in my car and get out? Like we were, like, in a park. It was, like, the after deck on the sidewalk. And I remember he texted afterwards, and I was, like, so happy I'd booked a movie out of town.
There's nothing worse than, like, a bad kisser.
Oh. Yeah. There was, like, a 1-2-3 punch of, like, Dutch actor, bad kid. Like, no.
I dated this girl once for about 4 or 5 dates. And we were getting up to the sex date. And I really liked her. Right? I really liked that. We had to have sex sooner or later.
Yeah.
We've been on enough dates.
Oh, the sex date. I thought you said the sixth date.
The sixth date. I was saying like a New Zealander.
The sex date. Okay.
Anyway, and then she's like, I don't really want to have sex because every time a man gets what he wants, he never calls you again or anything. I'm like, but I really like you. Of course I'm going to call you like this, right? I was like, no, that won't happen. I really like it.
Oh, no.
Worst sex I've ever had.
No. So like, then you couldn't fulfill the plot.
If I got what I want, I'd keep calling.
Yeah. What was wrong with it?
But then I went like, it was just the rhythm, everything. It wasn't good. It was there was no sound coming out. There was... It was not good. It was not good.
Silent and bad, no rhythm.
Yeah, nothing good. Nothing good came out of that. Anyway, so it's like, then I felt like I had to have sex with her two more times just to prove that I wasn't that guy.
Did you?
Yeah.
And
did it get better?
It was bad. Because I'll let you have the first one out of the gate be awkward. Like, good, but maybe, like I'll let you try a couple more times, like, to have, like,
you
find the group.
You figure out each other's buttons.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. But yeah. so it never clicked.
You can, some people you go, not great, but I can train this one.
Yeah that's right. That's right.
And I've been trained.
Sure. Absolutely. Interesting. Okay. Well, we're going to take...
Do they take directions? It's just
right,
like acting.
Right, yeah. That's right. Oh, my God. I'm flashing back. I'm having flashbacks right now. There we go. All right, we're back. All right. I was thinking about people like back in the day. All right, and there we go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with the nudist sauna. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take... a pee break.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver. Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We're back. Ariel is having a date, and we're in the Estonian countryside. It looked freezing.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like a tool about it. He's like, that's the coldest charcuterie I've ever. I was like, well, she's being cool. You're at least like in a sweater. She's in like a thin t-shirt. You're bitching about cold charcuterie. Like, it did look really cold, but like, all right.
What, you want like
she can't
hot
control the weather either.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I think it looked very cold. So then they go and they're like, There was this handmade sign that said nudist sauna, and they're like, oh, there's, you know, nice, nothing like ice cold charcuterie, he said. So then they're going into a nude sauna, and she was like, okay, well, I'll be wearing a bathing suit. And I thought, wow, you were raised with like to be actually have standards. Good for you.
Do you think that Zach would have gone naked?
No,
I don't think he has the ability to do so.
So then,
he's a never nude.
You got.
He's a never nude.
Oh shit!
So then,
he totally is.
He is a never nude.
Jean shorts.
Yeah, he's totally a never nude.
He's in jean shorts in the shower. Yeah. Was that David Cross? Yeah. Tony Hale? David Cross?
David Cross.
Yeah. The never nude. He's in jean shorts. We see him in the shower, and they don't pan down to see that he's in jean shorts. That there's your image right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so then she's like, I have a theory that if you have ugly hands and ugly feet, you're more attractive. And then they did show his foot, and I was like, oh, it was a bad gnarly foot. Okay, so then
we never need to see a man's foot.
That's not a deal breaker.
No, no, it doesn't matter. I can handle a bad foot. So then they go.
My wife looks like she's been living in Oregon. Like, she's got massive feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for a size.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm all right with it. What am I going to do? Married to it now.
You literally threw a chunk of string cheese at him and manically looked around with dead eyes again. He like popped it in. He like popped it in from afar. Like, kind of like.
What are you going to do? She doesn't have big hands. That would be worse.
Yeah. Huge dick.
Her feet don't give me hand jobs. You know,
yeah,
you
that's right.
Hand.
You want a smaller hand.
I dated a girl with hands that were larger than mine.
Oh, you don't want large hands on a woman. Oh, no.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, so that well, you guys are both tall.
You're all right. You're both doing fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I got little hands. Okay, yeah. All right, I got small hands.
Speaking of little boy penises,
that's
what it looked like when she grabbed a hold.
Yeah. With her iron fist.
So then they go, this felt dated to me. It feels like in 2023, you can't force somebody to be nude anymore. You can't force nude people into the sauna with you.
What society come to?
I know, but don't you agree?
We used to have naked bungee jumping on the show.
I know. Didn't it feel dated to be like, we're going to put old people nude in here with you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming they knew that was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
She looks shocked.
Yeah, but yeah. The producers, they cast those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also put them in the sauna later, in the hot tub.
Yeah. Which some people kept tweeting us that they looked like Will Ferrell and Rachel Dratch.
Yeah. You know what I would have said if they walked in? I would have gone, oh, what a fuck. You're the ones who come in here nude and all aggressive, right? I'm just asking the question.
And that's your one free pass. That's your birthday pass. Old nudist. So then we have they go in.
She had a good theory, though, about the older you get, the more nude you become.
I respect her theory.
That's true. Because even going back to, like, I remember being, like, a kid and like being in the locker room like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And as I get older and older, I just don't care either.
I feel like my neighbors of all, I'm like literally.
And then you go down to the gym and the old blokes are bloody drying their balls with a hairdryer.
Can I just say, cut this out. Okay, we're back.
Wow, that was an amazing story.
It's pretty good, isn't it? That's a good one. That was
I believe you weren't arrested.
I know, it's shocking, right? So then two nude people. Ariella was cute because she started giggling. And she's like, I think I'm traumatized.
I don't like to get into people's physicalities, but Ariel and Gabby both got Jay Leno chins. Strong jaws.
Gabby. Oh, interesting. Huh.
And they're the ones he's keeping, right? He's still got Gabby there, right?
Yeah.
I've
not noticed that.
He likes a brunette with a strong jaw.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I like him too. I'm not getting into him.
Yeah.
A strong-jawed brunette is his type.
We think he likes a blonde.
Nah, strong-jawed brunette.
A strong-jawed brunette.
Please, that's the name of this episode.
Yeah, strong-jawed brunette.
That's what I'd write on Tinder, looking for. Strong-jawed brunette.
And Jay Leno shows up like, hey, how are you?
Okay. It's true. They both have great bone structure.
Yeah.
So then, she goes, Mom and Dad, welcome. And then he goes, you make me laugh. And then when she kisses, she grabs the face. She's a confident gal. She's like a face grabber. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
She grabs his face. She's like.
She does. Because she's the most confident person that's ever been on the show.
Yeah. That's like the move of like Ari. Ari was like a face grab, like wall kisser. Okay. So then she grabs the face.
Who's Ari?
Ari from The Traitors.
Ari, the bachelor who like swapped out and he was like, I pick you. And then he was like, no, I pick you.
Yeah he went from Becca to Lauren.
He's still with Lauren. You know what?
The best.
They're cute.
The
they best. Actually are pretty cute together.
Yeah. Yeah. The right choice.
And you like him from.
Actually, I will say his appearance on The Traitors redeemed him for me as a person.
Yeah, right? That show's good.
It was great. Also, the UK and Australian version, you guys, I'm so deep in. And I want the Dutch version on Peacock.
I got to watch it.
It's like, you ever played the game Mafia?
Yeah.
It's like that, but on
TV. Is it fun? Right?
Oh, is this one with Alan Cummings?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, but the UK, so the American version has reality stars in it, but the UK and Australian versions have just regular people who are all absolutely batshit and unhinged, just regular people being like, I'm a psychic. And then there's like another guy who's like, I'm a lawyer, so
I'm very bigoted against my people.
the Australian, you would love the Australian version.
We love our favorite version of the Bachelor franchise is Australia.
They're best people.
We've only stopped watching because we can't.
Well, the Australian Bachelor, so they got three bachelors now, but they got this one girl, very good looking, pretty girl.
Yeah.
And she's already got a boyfriend, and they found out, and she's like this. Do you have a problem? Yeah. And she's, what's that term when you're allowed to sleep with other people?
Oh, polyamorous?
Polyamorous. We used to just call us sluts and stuff. Yeah, that's what back in the day. I was a man whore and a, you know what I mean? But now they got a name for it.
I was
polyamorous back in the day. Anyway, so.
You were ahead of your time.
You were ahead of your time.
I was a trailblazer.
Yeah. You were a trailblazer.
Anyway, so she was like, I have a boyfriend, but he's fully supportive of me being on this show. And this guy's like, well, I'm looking to find my wife. Oh, he's Australian. I'm looking to find my wife. And then he wants to have sex with her real bad, so he's kept her on. But she's opened up about the polyamorousness.
What is she saying about it?
She's just like, but that's my lifestyle. And like, why am I being judged for my preference?
Yeah, king shaming. You can't do this day and age.
Yeah.
It's kind of a genius tactic because that might not be true at all.
Yeah.
But it is true that she's got a boyfriend, and then she's like, this is my way out of it.
Yeah,
you can't. Yeah. You can't.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any kinks, Zach.
No. He doesn't even know music.
He loves the crickets.
He doesn't even know the band The Kinks.
So then Ariel's nervous about us. And she's like, well, you have a very well put together image. And he's like, yeah, but I'm nervous. I've been in so many relationships where I couldn't be myself. There were so many times where I kept stopping myself. And I keep like letting myself sort of twist. So I decided like I was losing myself. And you make me feel like I'm in high school again. Mm-hmm. That's weird. Better.
That's better.
And she goes, you might be the best surprise yet. And then this was actually sweet. Her one-on-one interview, and she said, I'm really tired of being alone. It felt very honest. I liked it.
But there was sort of she was like, so alone.
She's like, I've been so alone for long.
Like you're in your 20s. Who gives a shit?
That definitely came from a dark place.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
It's different from being like, I've just been so alone. Yeah. Where she's like, so alone.
She had someone break up with her.
Yeah.
She hasn't gotten over it. And she's just been alone.
Well, she's been surrounded probably by like finance guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are like talking super fast because they're coked out.
I bet she has like a timeshare in the Hamptons, like summer house.
Yeah.
And like is around like cokey finance guys.
She seems more Martha's Vineyard.
Interesting.
Oh, wow. I said go to Nantucket, but okay.
Oh, that's interesting. Similar energy.
Interesting.
She seems a little too upscale for the Hamptons. Sorry to say it.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Is the Hamptons not upscale?
It is, but jeez, like, there's a type of Hamptons.
I thought that was the end destination.
No.
I thought that's as far as you could go.
Well, there's a type of, I feel like Hamptons are a little bit more flashier versus like the, I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore, but like the Martha's, I've watched way too much reality TV, let's be real.
It's because we've watched Summer House.
Summer House, Roni, I've seen them all.
You're picturing Kyle.
Yes, versus, but I like a Nantucket Martha's Vineyard type.
Yeah, okay. So then Charity pulls Kat aside and she's like, I stand for what I did. And the Brooklyn's like, I'm going to join this. Mm-hmm. She's like, would you have done the same thing to Jess? She's like, what are you talking about? She's like, it's not fair. And she's like, I cannot keep getting pushed down. I don't want to feel this way before talking to him. It's not fair. She's like, oh, just like how we felt before she went on the date. She's like, I just feel off. So then he pulls her aside. She's like, hi, Zach. And he's like, how did you feel at the witch? You seemed a little nervous or disconnected. You seemed like a little off. I just felt a little weird. And she's like, well, I just haven't been on a group date. And it's hard. Like, I don't know. And I thought he was going to cut her.
She should have said, yeah, I was off because the girls got mad at me because I kissed you before the date.
Yeah.
And if she got in front of it, it'd have been fine for her because he kissed her back. Like, he's kind of also in the wrong. He should have been like, this is really Gabby's time or whoever it was.
Charity's
time. And no, I'll see you when I get back. But he's also in the wrong. And she should have done that, but she didn't do that. And now she's going to have to deal with this, I think, next episode. Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to get her cut.
I think so. Unfortunately, yeah. I don't think she's going to go much further because she's starting to crack a little, and mm-hmm. he hates anything. He hates everything.
Any weakness. He can't handle any weakness. So then he's like, I take every minute seriously. So then Charity is in tears, and then they go into the rose ceremony, and it gets down to Allie and Kat, and he cuts Allie.
I saw that coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mile away. Yeah.
And then we find out for sex week, there's going to be no sex.
I can't believe you called it sex week. He's so weird.
Sex week. Who calls it sex week? Who do you think is going to be top two, and who do you think is going to win, and who do you think is going to be Bachelorette Wells?
Okay, I think Katie.
Or top three. Top three.
Okay. Katie's going to win, hands down. I think that
Gabby.
Gabby, number two. And I think Charity, number three. And I think Kat should be the Bachelorette.
Oh! Really?
Yes. And I'll tell you why. I think this. Okay. There is a social contract that we sign up for when you watch the show. Mm-hmm. And it has to be that the lead has to justify why all these people should be fawning over them. Mm-hmm. And she's starting to crack a little bit, but I do think that she is really, really pretty. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of guys would be like, yes, I want to marry this
chick. She's sexy and she's a nurse.
Yes. And she also...
Love nurses.
She's a good crier. She does not ugly cry. She like good cries.
Okay.
Oh, no. I like it with the ugly cry.
Yeah, a lot of mascara.
You can see the pain.
Yeah. All right, Jim, who do you think top three and who's Bachelorette?
Gabby, Katie, and Ariel, Bachelorette Charity.
Oh, wow.
I agree with that.
I think that's right.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
You're right. So you don't think Ariel's making top three?
No. So she's built for paradise, man.
Yeah, she's not going to win.
Interesting.
Okay, what do you think, Tana?
Ariel's not going to paradise. She's too classy for paradise.
No. We'll
she's see. Not going to bikini up.
We'll see.
One piece.
One piece down there.
One piece is the new two piece, don't you know?
Is that true?
They all seem to be wearing.
It sounds like it'd be more attractive a one piece, wouldn't it?
If you have a plunge, if you have a plunge and like and you have cutouts. To show some ass and some cutouts.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ass. You got to keep your ass skin tight now because the ass is out.
We're going back to small asses?
No, big asses, but you have to keep the skin smooth.
That's
and like.
That's too hard. I like just a nice small ass. You
know? No, people are keeping the asses are in.
Yeah. All right. I've only got one ass till I die anyway. So what difference does it make?
Big feet, small ass.
Yeah, big feet, small
ass. Huge hands.
She's got a nice ass, my wife.
Does she?
Yeah, lovely ass, my wife.
That's good. Yeah. All right, Dr. Banana, who do you think? Final three.
I'm going to say, just based off him saying that stuff to Gabby, I think Gabby is a strong contender to win. Then Katie, and then Ariel, and then Charity. I think Kat's out next week.
So who's getting cut? Who's not making the top three?
Brooklyn.
I think Charity's not making the top three.
And she's going to be Bachelorette.
And I think she'll be Bachelorette.
All right, Katie?
I agree completely with Wells. I think Katie's going to win it, and then I think it'll be Ariel and... Or no, sorry, not Ariel.
Charity?
Charity? Gabby, and then Charity.
And then the Bachelorette will be?
It'd be cool if it was Ariel. She seems like very smart
it
and
would
with
be
it.
Different.
Yeah, but I kind of think it won't be. I kind of think it
she
might
won't
be.
Fuck in the fantasy.
Charity series. Would be great. Mm. Yeah. Or Gabby.
Gabby would be great. Yeah, Gabby would be adorable.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think Kat is like sexy like JoJo.
Yeah.
And people would be like,
JoJo's still me fave.
Almost been
he
vilified.
Was JoJo season. Yeah. That's where we met Wells.
Yeah, JoJo was still me fave, yeah.
I wasn't JoJo's fave, that's for sure.
No, I remember
that's
you.
That's right, you didn't have the kiss. You didn't have the
you
kiss.
You tried to kiss or something like
they
a circus
up,
tent.
They were up in the ceiling. They
yeah,
were
you're
sliding
in,
around.
On a trapeze tent.
Yeah. It wasn't a good look for me.
And that's right, we were rooting for you.
That was my first season I ever watched.
Yeah. You did win.
You did win, though. You won. You beat everybody. Wait, what? Robbie?
You
want to be Robbie?
Yeah.
Robbie with his elf shoes getting out of the limo.
With his hair just getting higher and higher.
His falcon hair. His falcon hair and his elf shoes
his
getting
like
out of the limo.
Clip-in falcon hair.
His like mules. He was like wearing mules getting out of the limo. His falcon hair.
With his high water.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. His capri pants, his mules, and his falcon hair. You won.
You won.
You won.
I appreciate that.
All right, we're officially at 2.3K.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much. The reality is we're at 2.25. Five, three.
So keep
coming.
Going.
Come on. We'd like to get to 2,400 by the end of this season. I mean, that's only 140.
Go to those Apple stores and rate us on every computer there.
Oh my God, that's a really good idea. I think I should do that. I'm not above that.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a really cute review. How about this? This is 5 stars from H. Mellon 9595. Arden Marine, more like Arden, my queen. That's a good one. I love this pod, and in my opinion, it is the best Bachelor podcast of them all. The most recent episode with Gareth Reynolds and Lance and Michael had me laughing so much. Thank you for bringing this delight to my ear holes every week. How fun is that?
I agree. We are the best Bachelor podcast.
And that episode was so funny. Michael was, I mean, obviously, I love, obviously, Lance and Gareth, but Michael was on fire.
He is hilarious.
He was on
oh my God.
Fire. Okay, so then we have one 5 stars, highlight of my week from Contact Lens. This podcast is a must listen. I look forward to hearing Arden, Anna, Katie, and friends take on the Bachelor franchise every week. Even without watching the show, you'll enjoy whatever tangent they get into, and I promise you will laugh out loud. How funny is that?
That's great.
Also, there were some really funny... If you haven't checked out my Instagram, there's some really good... iHeart gave us some cameras, and we've been putting some clips up onto the...
on Instagram.
And it's really fun just to see it in action.
See the video of us talking.
You can see the video. There was a really cute one from... Somebody commented, doing it for the Houston Gram, and it said, the call is coming from inside the house. I'm listening to the pod right now, this moment, and this is the clip that was playing just before I scrolled to this post. I didn't realize my sound was on Instagram, and I'm like, what is happening? I've already laughed so much this episode. Love you guys.
Oh, that's
so sweet. And says my Lady Gray Fox commented, these gents are GD delights, and I love that JJ thought Lance was just a comedian. So cute. So those are some fun reviews, some fun comments. Let's see. Oh, we have an email. Show in Providence from Tom. Hello, Arden team. Tom from the Columbus Theater in Providence, Rhode Island. My wife is a huge fan of the show. Proud to say I introduced her to you after hearing you on Doughboys. I also love listening to your recaps, even though I never watched the show. We also really loved the birthday live stream. Congrats to you and Dracula. I'm wondering if you'd ever be interested in doing a live show at our theater. We have a smaller room with 200 seats that I think you'd be perfect for. And as you know, Jared and Ashley live nearby, and perhaps you can make an appearance. We've hosted a lot of comedians podcasts over the years, and I think it'd be a great fit. That's so sweet.
That would be fun.
That would be so fun. Well, Tom, we'll be in touch. I got to find out when I can freeload from my brother, because he has the Rhode Island house. So I got to find out. The Myrene kids are good kids. But Tom, that sounds really cute. I'm going to check out your theater. Thank you so much for, thank you so much for your review. I got another one. 1 year, this is another email from Carla Goodson. 1 year on the kitten named after Will You Accept This Rose? 1 year ago, we were watching a half man, half centaur search for love, and a kitten named Dr. Arden Anna Banana Levine was being born.
I remember this kitten.
We mostly call her Yarden. I introduced you to her in review for the podcast a couple weeks later, and I wanted to send a few photo updates on her first birthday, including her falling asleep during Zach's one-on-one with Ariel. She's still available for adoption as a bonded pair with her mom, Moo, in the D.C. Baltimore area.
Oh my God.
Oh, my
God. Someone adopt God. Me cat.
Someone adopt the... Oh, my God. Okay, a bond.
They are both so
Someone
cute.
Adopt these cats. If you're going
to
be
also
good.
Also, adopting bonded pairs you is have such to a thing to do.
Because I honestly,
so
I never did. And here's the thing, cats don't bond. So if you want, oh my God, they're spooning
they're,
each
they're,
other.
They're
somebody adopt these cats. Oh my God, you've got to adopt these cats.
Yes.
Please. Okay, thank oh you gosh. So much. Thanks to the last, Carla. P.S. A while ago, I was in Brooklyn in my car at an intersection waiting for a break in pedestrians so I could make a left turn. I thought I was in the clear and I started to go, but then a straggler in my blind spot and I both stopped short when we saw each other. I looked over to the wave to the person safely across the street. I recognized him and was stunned, but I managed to return to his sorry about that half smile, and then he waved me across the street and crossed behind my car. It was Tyler Cameron.
Wow.
We love him.
Was he hot?
He must have been hot. You know, he was so hot.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many fun things. Let's go back into Tweet of the Week. You guys, here's the thing. Tweet of the Week. As a reminder, RS Pure, the jewelry company from Rhode Island, right. In 2 weeks, they're going to be giving away this gold necklace, which was $400. Look on the website. Isn't that pretty? It's so pretty.
Oh, yeah.
It's really pretty. They're going to be giving it to the winner of Tweet of the Week. It's a Rhode Island company. They have beautiful jewelry. If you go to rspure.com and you use the code ROSE20, it's only going to be active until March 22nd. Dr. Banana.
I want it.
You're going to get some jewelry.
I really want it.
They've got gorgeous stuff. These earrings are from there. There's a lot of stuff from there. Here we are. Okay, Tweet of the Week. You're going to get a sleep crown pillow. Do you have a sleep crown?
I do.
Do you love it?
I love it.
Do you have a sleep crown?
Those little pillows that go on your head?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You
it's
love
pretty
it.
Great.
You love it.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So the winner of this is going to get a sleep crown. So email us your address, and we're going to send it to you. All right, here we go. All right. I'm going to say a bunch. We're going to narrow it down to two. Anne Marie McElroy at A.M. McElroy Charity. I was emotionally abused. Zach, oh, one time in my relationship, I forgot about my love of Nickelback.
Look at this graph.
Yeah, that's a winner. That's a good one.
Okay, this is from Corey Maidens at Corey Maidens. Zach has kissed more women this season than I have in my entire adult life, and he's still visibly terrible at it. Okay, then here we go. This is from Corey Maidens at Corey Maidens. Zach can't handle conflict with women because it involves his two least favorite things, conflict and women. okay, so then we have Midwest Survivor at Amanda Max Clark, ABC's caption, Jesse Palmer, age 44, host. Did Jesse Palmer, eldest bachelor man this didn't work for, not fit, or was doppelganger too hard to spell? But how is Greer, though? Is she okay? Quote, men in sweaters with tiny cups are asking. That's a long one. Justin Paul Spade, Zach is disturbingly good at 69 racing. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Let me just do two. There's one more that was really funny to me. Rebecca at Elegant Crop Talk. Zach had the audacity to bully our wounded bird Jess out of the cocktail hour while wearing an untucket. Have you no shame? Okay, but there's one more in here that made me laugh. Oh, Rebecca at Elegant Crop Talk. Zach's emotional abuse in his last relationship was that he was scared to admit to Rachel that he loves Huba Stank. All right.
Is it clear, winner?
Okay, here we go. All right, so we're going to do our final two. What are your top two?
I like the conflict in women.
And Nickelback. Okay, here we go. Anne Marie McElroy at A.M. McElroy Charity. I was emotionally abused. Zach, one time in my relationship, I forgot about my love of Nickelback. And Corey Maidens at Corey Maidens. Zach can't handle conflict with women because it involves his two least favorite things, conflict and women. Conflict and women or Nickelback.
Conflict and women.
I agree.
Tana?
I'm going to say Nickelback.
Conflict.
Okay, you are the winner. Corey Maidens, you are the winner at Corey Maidens. Email us your mailing address. Do you get yourself a sleep crown? Zach can't handle conflict with women because it involves his two least favorite things, conflict and women. Jim Jeffries, Wells Adams, two of my faves. What would you like to promote?
I just got me special out, and I'm touring Europe right now if you're listening in Europe.
Fancy! Fancy.
On Netflix, right?
Yeah, Netflix, yep. New special, High and Dry.
I want to promote Jim Jefferies' new special on Netflix.
Yeah!
I'd like everyone to go watch it.
High and Dry. Are you going to be in New York in April? Do you want to come to our live show at the Bell House? I think Lance Bass is going to be there. Brian Stockman.
What time? What day?
It's April 15th. It's Saturday night.
Maybe.
It'd be so fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, we're also doing a show at Union Hall the night before. Brian and I, you can come play with us. That'd be fun. You could be our guest.
Oh, yeah. That'd be,
that'd be really fun. We have two live shows. Brian and I are starting a podcast called No Autographs, Please. And we have people email us in the worst things, out of context, the worst things that have ever been said to them on a date. And you would be really fun on it. We would bring you in to play with us.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. All right. And that's true. You can come see us live at Union Hall April 15th, Friday night. Me and Brian Safi and maybe Wells Adams. There's all sorts of people. And it's on rosepodcast.vodka. All of our tickets are up there. And then April 15th, which is a Saturday night, we're going to be doing a live show at the Bell House. I think Lance Bass is going to be there. Brian's going to be there. Margaret and Joe from Real Housewives of New Jersey. Maybe Wells Adams. That's great. Have you played Bell House?
No.
You probably do like Madison Square Garden or something like that.
I did. That was the last
one. Is that true?
I did the small room in Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
I didn't do the main thing. I did the 3,000 seated little loft bit.
Okay.
Billy Joel was in the big room.
Okay. All right. Well, if it's no Madison Square Garden, but it is where a lot of Netflix specials are filmed. It's a great venue out in Brooklyn, Bell House. We love it. Katie, Anna, anything you want to say?
Check out our Patreon where we're covering
Summer House.
Well, we're finishing up Back in the Groove and we're going to start Summer House.
Yeah, so exciting. Katie?
As always, please go to your local shelter and adopt or foster an animal.
It's so fun. And please come see us. Come see us. I have two movies coming out, but I'll tell you that when they are out. Okay. All right, you guys. Until next time, my name is Arjun Reem. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.